Joe Biden says the key to his 47-year marriage with Jill, Dr. Jill, is good sex. I'm calling bullshit. That's just not true, and I think we all know it. Why'd you have to put that picture in all of our heads? It's not even happening. I mean, come on, 47-year marriage, good sex. You can't put those words in the same sentence unless they're separated by "we do not have." Already know Hugh Hefner's wives were going elsewhere for satisfaction before he died, and he was fucking Playboy. You think we got Playboy in the White House? You think we got Hugh Hefner level sexual prowess in the Oval Office right now? If Joe Biden has good sex, why is he always caught on film, like, smelling young women, young girls? Why is he smelling all these girls all the time? That sex is so good. That Dr. Jill medicine is so good. How long can Joe Biden last? Like, in an interview. In an interview, Joe Biden can last, maybe 3 to 5 minutes, right? So, I mean, really, how long can Joe Biden last? And how long can Joe Biden last as president, either, before he gets replaced by Kamala or Gavin Newsom? Fuck. Oh, it's going to be so fucking sad for Kamala when they replace her and Joe Biden with Gavin Newsom just fucking out of nowhere. It's going to be so awkward. That would just be such an asshole move that Trump would look like the good guy and win. You can't make Gavin Newsom the candidate and look like the good guy. He gives villain energy. Movie villain energy. American Psycho energy. It's Patrick Bateman energy. Fucking psychopath. Even Donald Trump seems like an honest, nice person compared to Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom is slimy. Or maybe it's just the hair gel, but dude looks greasy. Talk about a swamp. Gavin Newsom uses swamp water as hair gel. He looks slimy. Like American Psycho on Slime Time Live. And making Gavin Newsom the candidate when Kamala has been expecting it and wanting it, waiting for it, is like fucking cheating on Kamala, you guys. That would be like adulterous. Kamala finding out Gavin was the nominee would be like her finding out her husband was cheating on her with Gavin Newsom. It's like Doug Emhoff and Gavin Newsom were cheating. Were hooking up behind Kamala's back. That's how fucked up that would be. Gavin Newsom can't get the nomination. It's like the worst thing anybody could ever do. It's like your parent marrying your principal. It's like your spouse cheating on you with your best friend. Or like Gavin Newsom. Unforgivable. Absolutely unforgivable. If that happened to me and I was Kamala Harris, I would absolutely murder Gavin Newsom. Because he would deserve it. When the president dies or becomes incapable of being president, the vice president has to get the job. That's like the point of being vice president. That's the whole reason you're being vice president. Anyone wants to be vice president is just to wait for the president to die. It's like the understudy, right? It's the president's understudy. They're just waiting in the wings for 4 to 8 fucking years to do absolutely anything. The vice president needs the president to die. It's the biggest tease ever. To get shafted and replaced, to get fucking understudied by Gavin Newsom. Absolutely soul crushing. Devastating. It would be absolutely devastating emotionally, politically, and romantically, definitely. Completely. Professionally. How would Kamala Harris continue professionally after she can only be remembered as the vice president who is then replaced by Gavin Newsom, the vice president? Or Michelle Obama. I don't think Michelle Obama would even want to be president, though. She would rather just ride Barack's coattails for the rest of their lives. They got plenty of money. Don't they have like a Netflix series coming out? They're like making movies and shit. Probably all kind of speaking fees. What does she have to be president for? She was already president when Barack was president. People really still think Michelle Obama was trans, or is trans. If Michelle Obama was trans, she would have written a whole fucking book about it at this point. Maybe not while her husband was running for president, but you bet your ass as soon as they were on that second term, she'd be letting that LGBTQ plus flag fly. Are you kidding? She'd be making bonus with those speaking fees, with those book deals. Talk about the art of the deal. Michelle Obama, come out as trans and write a book. Give Donald Trump's golden sneakers a run for their money. She would if she was, I'm telling you. Even if she's not, she should. But I don't think she is, you guys. And gals and thems. Sure, maybe there's one clip of Barack Obama accidentally calling her Michael. But I don't think you have a case. I don't think you have a case with that. There's so many fucking clips of Obama talking. Presidential candidates get asked so many fucking questions so fast, so annoyingly. It's expected that they're gonna mess up here and there and, you know, misgender their spouse. That comes with the territory. It comes with being president. You misgender your spouse here and there because reporters are up your ass. Maybe Joe Biden still has good sex because Jill calls him Mr. President in bed. Maybe that'll do it. Maybe just being president is enough. Maybe he gets off on that, having that kind of power. Maybe the key to his marriage is that he's the fucking president of the United States. What problems are you gonna have? What could you possibly have going wrong or issues. Put a fucking task force on that shit. Nobody's got to cook dinner. Nobody's got to clean the White House. What the fuck do you have to do? You're both just fucking chilling. On some ruler of the free world shit. Don't let me get away from the Trump sneakers so fast, though. Well, let's take a walk in those shoes. In those clown shoes. Squeak, squeak, squeak. Nike made the Air Force Ones, and Donald Trump made the Spirit Airline Twos. Everything Donald Trump touches turns to gold. Just look at the shoes he made. Come on, dude. Donald Trump likes gold in everything, including golden showers, gold shoes, gold hotels, gold showers, or golden showers, whatever you call them, you know, getting pissed on. You guys remember that 2016 Steele dossier thing? There's a lot of talk about whether or not it's true. One thing we do know is Donald Trump does love gold things. That is a fact, undisputable. Steele dossier. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe. He brings it up a lot himself. He does feel the need to address it. He's got a lot of things to address these days. He's got a case against him for Stormy Daniels, a case against him for January 666. He's got a case against him for classified documents, which Joe Biden isn't getting prosecuted for because he's too old. However that works in the justice system, apparently when you're too old, you don't have to follow things. But you can lead a country. You can lead the country. Don't have to follow rules. Trump's also going to jail for, let's see, what else, Stormy Daniels, dossier, see, insurrection, oh, obstruction of justice for hiding the documents after he was found with the documents, SMH, shake my head, he's got so many problems, I don't know if there's even a solution. He might really have to go to jail if he doesn't become president in time or start another insurrection. Election season is going to be wild. It's like Catch Me If You Can, Civil War season. Release the P-tape. We have to release the P-tape in order to save the Republic, to save our constitutional republic. Everyone says save the democracy. Hello, Earth to America. It's not a fucking democracy. It's a fucking constitutional republic. And release the P-tape. Didn't you ever say the pledge of allegiance? Didn't you pledge your allegiance to school before? You know, for which it stands. I once got in trouble for making fun of the Pledge of Allegiance during school. I wasn't really making fun of it. I was more just saying it in a funny voice. More like a really intense voice. Either way, however the fuck I was saying it, I got in trouble for it. They couldn't handle the truth. They couldn't handle all of this allegiance. I was taking it too seriously for them. I was trying to wring some freedom into my classmates' hearts and souls and minds. I was trying to scare it into them, I think. I almost made them shit their breakfast all over the auditorium floor and morning meeting for America. Some would call that patriotism. The teacher wanted me to say like a zombie like every other kid at morning meeting. Teacher was a dictator. A real dictator. That's for sure. Get back in line. Mumble that shit. Mumble that shit. Forget the words like everybody else. Drone that shit in a mindless monotone hum like all of the other half asleep 7th graders. Piece of shit. Alright, you guys, thanks for listening to another episode of The Fishbowl. Peace.